You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Made it to the middle of the week. We're still kicking. We're getting close to Christmas. Thanks for being a part of the program. Big day on tap. A lot of news to share with you. If you were watching GMA today, not exactly where I normally go for my football news, but it was announced that the Dogs and the Tide will meet on September 28th, ABC, as the biggest game of the year in college football next year is already in play. So tonight, 7 p.m. on the SEC and ESPN, that is correct, the 2024 SEC football schedule reveal. All the schedules will be released in the first section of the show. And then the expert analysis from some of the best in the business. I'm reading that correctly. And then you can go to your favorite news channel to find out more about the Florida Attorney General. Remember, we had that story for you yesterday. She's investigating the snub. Remember, she said she was a Gator, but she's still got to do her job, whatever job that is that she was elected to do. So a TRO struck down, and college athletes who transferred twice can play for now. It's in the courts, which is where most things are decided these days in this country. At least we have a court system. Let's share with you what we're going to be doing the rest of the way. Kevin Blackistone, the outstanding professor and columnist about why we need to change the system. Matt Baker on the AG. In Florida, we'll also ask him about the Gators. Greg McElroy at the end of the show to talk about the reveal. And what about Bill Curry, once the head coach at the University of Alabama? I said that correctly. He was also the Packers center for Bart Starr, and the Starr documentary is out tonight. And your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Terrell in Waycross, Georgia, starts it off. Good afternoon.
Hello, Paul.
Hey there.
Good to talk to you again. Great honor.
Thank you.
I really have one subject I'd like to talk about with you today, and that's about legend. My favorite caller, most entertaining caller you have, I think. But his black hat thing, you know, it's about respect, and I would really like to hear him show some respect to what the elf on the shelf did, not once but twice, and I've never heard him give a Georgia program any credit for that. He said they're like the Buffalo Bills. They'll never win a championship. Then they won one. Then he changed his tune. He said, well, they're like the Colorado Buffaloes. That one-hit wonder. They won't do it again. And they did it again. And, you know, the black hat is supposed to be about respect, right? Mafia thing, you know.
I guess.
And,
never been in the
group. It seems to me,
We're a year past the elf on the shelf. I don't think you're going to get any respect.
Well, it just seems to me that he was admit when he's wrong. Just admit when you're wrong. He was wrong about the elf on the shelf, and he was wrong about the Georgia program. You know, just say it. You know, I love Alabama. I've always respected Alabama.
Well, Tyrell, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to the Black Hat himself, and I will ask him if he's going to give the elf on the shelf respect. I'm betting he doesn't, so I'll get back to you as soon as we clear that up. Mary Jo in Missouri is next.
Hey, Paul, I want to thank you for everything you've done for the University of Missouri Tigers, Mizzou. As you know, my whole family has graduated from Mizzou. My parents met there after the war, but back to what's important. Another thing, I'm the person who thinks Coach Drinkwitz is so much like a young Nick Saban. Something else Nick Saban and Coach Drinkwitz have in common. They have both been SEC Coach of the Year. Do you see where I'm going, Paul?
Yeah, I see. I feel the direction here.
Okay. And then I want to thank you, Paul. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And honestly, Paul, I don't think you realize how much you do for people like me. I'm in my 70s. I love college. I had a ball at Mizzou. I've been a teacher for 41 years, but I just really like your show. And
well, Mary, thank you. What did you teach? What?
Oh, I taught literature and history and theology.
Oh my goodness!
And theology.
You're talking my language now. I took all those classes. I don't know what I did with them, but that was fast. What's your favorite section? Period of literature.
Oh my goodness! I love American history. American literature.
Sure.
I love, Mark Twain. Just to recap, huge fan of the Missourian Mark Twain, one of the greatest writers of all time. But I love poetry. Enjoyed teaching poetry. But Paul, back to you. I just think you're wonderful. I really do. I'm a huge fan of yours. And especially during COVID, I didn't even know who you were till COVID. And I started watching your show. It's quite a long show. I don't think I've ever watched all 4 hours, but don't take that as an insult.
No, Mary Jo, as someone who has watched all 4 hours, you haven't missed that much. but I'll offer this, and we don't talk about it much anymore, but yeah, whenever this show ends, and people say, "Well, what sticks out to me and to the folks that work on the show?" I think that period of COVID, especially the first couple of months, was easily the most important things we have ever done, because nobody really knew what to do, nobody knew where to go, and we were about the first daily show to come back on the air. And it was very meaningful and emotional and really at times very heartbreaking as well.
I know. And Paul, I also really like this, and I admire you for doing this. When people call in and share that they're sick and you've listened to them, and I so admire that, because I mean, what's more important than listening to someone? Nothing. Okay, and you do that. And Paul, I don't know that much about football. I'm going to come clean here, but I'm a fan, and I have met Coach Drinkwitz. I think he's great, and he has a major impact on his players. Who else has a major impact? Okay, Coach Nick Saban. Can you see it, Paul?
Yeah, no, listen, what I've enjoyed the most is the fact that Coach Drink has heard your calls a couple of times when he's been with us, and I think he knows your name as well as anyone. Mary Jo, thank you. You keep calling. We will be here very close to Christmas, so come back again very soon. Thank you for that. John is next in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon. Rumor is Mary Jo is Coach Drink's mother, but I'm not going to swear to it.
I did go to his homepage, and it said, "Mom, son of Mary Jo and John."
Let's hope John from St. Louis heard all the accolades you
Where
received.
Where is John from St. Louis? Do I need to go to St. Louis and get him out of the brewery?
Let it go, Paul. Let it go. Hey, Paul, a couple quick questions. Archbishop, when's he showing up for the holiday season?
We have booked, I hate that it sounds like, you know, he's an entertainer. We booked the Archbishop for 6 p.m. on next Thursday, a week from tomorrow.
I'll be sure to go to church that day. And I know Griff's busy sandblasting the image of Kirby off his Mount Rushmore Coaches Hall of Fame, but are you going to get Griff back on?
You know, I'm going to defer to Jamari. Jamari is the Griff whisperer. So whenever he wants
That's
him,
not a compliment.
I try not to interfere with the guest list because I don't want to be sued by the Attorney General in Florida.
Oh, yeah. By the way, she's going to subpoena all your podcasts. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
I wish Madam Attorney General would subpoena me, and I'd be more than happy to turn over all the laughing emojis that I sent to friends after Florida State got snubbed.
Yeah. Hey, also, when are we going to get the Brat back on to atone for his sin?
John, could we go off the record?
Sure, nobody's listening.
The Brat is on double secret probation right now from Dean Wernemeyer.
And the last question, Paul, this is actually a football question. Mm. We get the schedules today, but is the SEC playing 8 or 9 SEC games per season? Has it changed?
The SEC, I have the schedules in
for
my,
next season.
I'm going to quote Rush Limbaugh here, my formerly nicotine-stained hands. 8.
So they're not moving till 9 to another year then?
Not 4/24, which is what tonight is all about.
Yeah.
I'm going
did
to
you
party
really
like
take
it's
a,
2024 tonight.
And did you really take a theology class in college? Tell the truth.
I took some of the most worthless classes in college that you could imagine.
I probably did more than you.
No,
have a good show, Paul.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, no, I'm guilty on all those charges. We will take a break. We have a lot to do today. The guests will start, pouring in here in a few minutes. We'll look ahead to the schedule release. We're back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Back here on the program, watching back that clip of Rick Carley from yesterday. I've had more people comment about that segment, about how great it was with Rick, especially that very last thing we talked about when I got on Terry Sabin's baby grand piano for a segment. I did not break it. I was pretty light at the time. Was she angry? Yes. Have I been back to the house? No. Andre is up next in the ATL.
Say it loud, Coach Paul Feinbaum. Thanks for taking my call, Coach.
Thank you.
What's that sports writer's name from down in Florida, Mike Bianchi?
Mike Bianchi, yes. I wouldn't call him a sports writer. I'd call him more of a circus barker.
Did you read his article today?
No, I try to always avoid his articles.
He was begging Florida State not to try to get into the Big Ten but to try to get into the SEC where they belong. That's no joke, Coach. That you can pull it up.
Well, I read the last one I read was about a week and a half ago when he blamed me for Florida State not getting in the CFP.
Well, I mean, you are very powerful, Coach. Everybody knows
well,
that.
Well, first of all, let's talk about this for a second, Andre.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Big Ten wants Florida State.
Right.
But I'll ask you a question. Do you think the SEC wants Florida State?
No. But listen, Coach, let me show you how
I think they would be at least number three, maybe number four in the state of Florida on the invitation list.
Yeah, but look, let me show you how weak the ACC is. They let Notre Dame, who got one toe in the water, pressure them into taking the Berkeley Bears and Stanford.
Yeah.
That would never go down in the SEC.
You're right. I mean, Notre Dame wanted Stanford in there.
Right. But the ACC is so weak-kneed, they folded. And then, not only that, Notre Dame is in there, six games a year? That would never
Five
go
games.
Down in the SEC.
No, I mean, yeah. I applaud Notre Dame for being in the ACC in every sport, but I think hockey and football. I mean, they tell the ACC what to do.
And the ACC wonder why they're in such a bad position. Where's the Buckeye Earl at, Coach? I haven't heard from him.
Buckeye Earl is he's sitting around watching the tape of the 2014 Ohio State-Alabama game. Ezekiel Elliott going for 85 yards.
Coach, where's the guy? You know the guy used to call in, the big Ohio State fan from Chicago. He used to call in all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And listen, man, I listen to I-Man all the time. And listen, I like I-Man, but, man, he got to let this stuff go with Alabama. What is his thing with Alabama?
DeAndre, you're LSU, right? So
right.
You don't have that rival that rubs your face in it every day. He's lived with that his whole life. Now, there have been some good moments. Auburn won six in a row under Tuberville, and they've ruined a couple of Alabama seasons. But just think about the last two times that Alabama has gone to Jordan-Hare Stadium. They're down 10-0. It takes a miracle by Bryce Young
and
an unbelievably stupid decision by Tank Bigsby. If he stayed in bounds, Alabama loses the game, doesn't play for the national championship. What happened this year?
Right.
You already know what happened this year.
Yeah,
that's why I-Man is the bitter person that he is.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Coach Feinbaum. Have a good day.
Thank you, Andre. Always a pleasure. Lulu is up next.
Hey, Paul.
Lulu.
How are you?
We are doing great. What's up with you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you I'm a giant fan. I read your book, love it. I grew up in Knoxville and went to school in Tuscaloosa. My dad said it raised the IQ of both states, and being a giant Tennessee fan that he was. But I just wanted to tell you, back in, I believe it was 2008, a bunch of us were at a friend's box at the Georgia Dome, and we were feeling rather happy having our pregame cocktails. And we saw you walked by, and about five of us pounced on you, and you made us feel so important. And you sat there and you talked to us as if I was Terry Saban or something. And I've never forgotten it. You took time and you really engaged with all of us. And so I just wanted to thank you for just doing what you do. And I've learned a lot from you. And I've got to compliment you too. You're looking really snappy. And your new glasses that you're changing around, they're looking good.
Well, I remember that. A friend of mine, we were walking around it was either before the game or at halftime, I can't remember, and I've rarely in my life ever been pounced on by five women, and I thought I would just go through the experience, but I do remember that, and I thank you for saying that. That's really very, very very kind of you.
Well, I just had to tell you that. I listen to you every single day, and I'm just obviously tickled pink about Alabama. I can't even believe it. I'm marrying a Georgia man on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
And two of my sons went to Georgia as well, so it should be interesting.
So, Lou, I mean, I don't mean to be snarky, but there weren't any good Alabama folks around?
Well, I had one of those, but you know how it goes. Everybody gets a mulligan, right?
Well, I'm pretty familiar with Georgia people, so I think you're in good hands.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and just keep on doing what you're doing because you're amazing. Absolutely love you, have great holidays,
Lou,
okay?
Congratulations on your marriage. I hope it goes very
okay,
well.
Thanks so much, and roll tide.
Roll tide. Lulu, marrying a dog. Not really a dog, a dog fan. We will take a break. Kevin Blackstone, great guest, will be with us in a minute.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This headline in the Washington Post the other day, players still don't get paid. That's the real college football scandal, talking about Charlie Baker's comments. Kevin Blackstone is, of course, a regular on Around the Horn. He writes a column for the Washington Post, and he does make it to class occasionally at the University of Maryland. Kevin, always great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
We are doing great, and I loved your column the other day because we interview a lot of people in the space, so to speak, and they're just bowing down and praising Charlie Baker as if he's just solved the two wars going on in the world right now. And
right.
You put it into perspective, and I want you to share with the audience whether you agree or disagree with Baker. That's not really the point. What has changed?
Well, what was missed is the fact that we had all this debate about whether or not FSU should be in, whether or not Alabama with one loss should have leapfrogged them into the Final Four. And people were talking about what a travesty this was for FSU. You got the governor and now Rick Scott down in Florida trying to use public funds to bring a lawsuit against the NCAA. If they were really concerned about college football, they would be joining the lawsuits against the NCAA, against college football, that are trying to even the playing field for everyone involved in it. Most importantly, the laborers themselves, the players, for whom are still not equitably remunerated for their blood and sweat on the field. And it's time for the players to not only get paid, because we know the money is there. We can just look at the buyouts and the coaches' contracts. We can look at the broadcast revenue that is going up exponentially. It's time for those players to get paid, to get workers' comp because they are employees, and to get long-term health care insurance because we know that you just don't get CTE if you make it to the NFL. You can get it in college. You can get it in high school. And according to the New York Times, now we know you can get it. You can get it in high school. So that's the biggest travesty here. And I think, you know, I think that the needle is really moving quickly towards the players. Before you and I started talking here, we just saw the latest decision on the players' side about being able to transfer a second time. So they have agency, and they need to be rewarded.
And really, Kevin, what scares college athletic administrators, as you pointed out at the end of your column, it's not paying players. It's the courts telling them what to do. And
right.
we are getting closer to that moment. But it just seems that some people, though, don't like to hear what you've said because they feel like the players are already being paid, even though the best players are making money. But after that, there are a lot who get nothing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think we've kind of confused NIL because people seem to think that that's getting paid. And no, that's not getting paid. That's your ability now to cash in on your celebrity and fame as a college athlete if you can find someone who wants to give you some money for that or give you something in return for that. But getting paid means that the 17 – the Big 12, the Big 10 got $7 billion deal that they just signed before Kevin Warren left the office. It's about being able to share in those revenues. Kevin Warren, before he left, shouldn't have been the only one who realized the profits from that contract. It should have been all the players in the Big 10 as well that bring that money in. So that's what's that is what is getting paid. I was at the Tennessee at Alabama game several weeks ago, just as a fan. I just went as a fan, and to look at the hundred, you know, and to look at as a fan as opposed to sitting in the press box, you get a different feel, and you just look at the production that is put in there, and all the money that is generated. And I looked around, I'm thinking, I go to the beer vendor's getting paid. I'm looking at the referees, they're getting paid. All the coaches are getting paid. I look up in the press box, everybody up there is getting paid. The place where I parked our car, that guy got paid. Everybody was getting a piece of that pie except for the players that were on the field. Now, certainly some of the stars were getting NIL money, but I just mean just for putting in the work every day of the week into that craft. And that's what needs to change. And it's going to change. We are close to the edge now.
Yeah, Kevin, we were down there that weekend. By the way, what you saw in Alabama, it was the second time we were there this year. That's just a run of the mill Saturday in Tuscaloosa.
Right.
They had a bigger game. They had a bigger game in 2 weeks and a bigger game before that. I mean, that was the third, maybe the fourth biggest. That was the fourth most important home game of the year for Alabama. They had LSU, Texas, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. So what you saw, which looked like the end of the world, was a home game.
Amazing. Just amazing. Yeah, so we got to rectify this.
What was it like being a fan again?
You know, I go to games. I go to various games all the time. I'll go to a college game. You know, I'm here in Washington, D.C. in Maryland, so I'll go to a Maryland game. I'll go to conference tournament games.
Right.
I'll go to an NCAA tournament game if my alma mater, Northwestern's in it. I go to games all the time as a fan. I enjoy it. You know, one of the things the students always ask me, they say, you know, how hard is it, or yeah, how difficult is it not to be a fan anymore because you're working in media covering it? And I say, it's not hard at all. I can make that. I can divide that, you know, and I don't call people and ask them for free tickets. You know, I buy tickets myself. So, and I go sit in the stands, and it's
that's that big ESPN money you're making from around the horn.
I got to tuck that away. I got a daughter that's still in school.
What you said is interesting because we talk to sports writers now, and I've been there many times as you have over the years, and the way you're treated as a fan is about the way you're treated as a sports writer right now in a press box.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, you were way my seats at Alabama were in the lower bowl, so I was a lot closer to the action. Everybody in the press box.
That was a big shock to me. About 20 years ago, I was friends with when Steve Spurrier was at the Redskins. He wasn't there long. Mm-hmm. I flew up with Jim Andrews, who's the famed orthopedic surgeon from Birmingham,
right.
I got a press box credential, and I'm like going, I'm in the end zone. I'm supposed to be at the 50-yard line. What's going on here? And now you can't. There's no such thing as a 50-yard press box anymore. 50-yard line press box anymore.
No, those are gone because everybody realized that you can make money off of those, and so they barely let the media into the building now. Everything's been monetized. You're absolutely right.
Your students, and we mm-hmm. travel during the year. We go to a campus every week, and we always try to have a student reporter on just to get a sense of what's happening on campus. Take us inside the mindset of those young people from the professor standpoint in terms of what young people are interested in, what they want to do, and how curious are they about what you and I have done many times in a different media environment.
Yeah, well, it's considerably different now, and it's changed just in the time that I've been that I got roped into to teaching as well. I guess I started in 2008 when I moved back to D.C., which is where I'm from Dallas, where I'd been for like 20 years, and the focus was very much on print, and then slowly but surely digital took over. And then slowly but surely, I had moved into digital with AOL FanHouse. And so it was a completely different, well, I shouldn't say a completely different approach to reporting, but it was a completely different approach to how that reporting got disseminated. So it got disseminated on a digital platform. We started using video. We started writing, the deadlines were different. They really kind of went away, and it was as fast as you could get it up. And it was how you tricked Google into getting your reporting in front of more eyes than another story. And so, we have to kind of be mindful of that. And right now you have students who are, students who are born after 2000. After 9/11, so their knowledge of sports history and media history is really limited to the last 20 years, if that. And so they're digital natives, and so they have a different understanding of what media is, and a different understanding, quite frankly, of what media ethics are. And so we have to catch up to that. But I will say that, I'm fortunate at the University of Maryland. We have some deeply interested journalism students, and I try to impart to them not only reporting about games in terms of the results, but also talking about games in terms of what they mean, and talk about things that are between the lines in sports reporting, and point out how important sports are to society on a whole range of levels, and try and get them to understand that, so that when they go out and get these jobs, that they are very mindful of the important role that sports has played in society. I think I've had some success with that, and I'm proud about that.
Well, you should be. Kevin Blackstone, the columnist for the Washington Post, Around the Horn, and of course, professor at the University of Maryland. Kevin, be well. Always enjoy chatting.
Hey, thanks. Anytime, Paul.
Thank you very much. What an important and substantive conversation that was. Agree or disagree from all of you. We'll take a break. More later. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
And we'll talk a little bit about what's happening down in Florida in just a few minutes. Let's check in with Gary in Tallahassee. Hey, Gary.
Hello, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got a question for you. I like your show. I want to start off by saying that, but I got a question. Everybody's upset about the selection committee, how they picked Alabama over FSU. And as an Alabama fan here in Tallahassee, it's been kind of rough. What do you think if they just got away from all these selection committees, they got away from all that, and if you want to get into the playoff, you just win your conference?
Well, first of all, the system's already is already in motion, and next year there's still a little bit of wiggle room, but primarily it will be the top four or five conferences, the highest-ranked conference champion. So if you win your conference champion, if you're a conference champion in a major league, you'll get in without any difficulty at all.
I got you. All right. Well, I was just wondering. It seemed like it would take all the guesswork out of it. There'd be nobody left to complain.
The problem is, and you've heard this before, but when you have, until this year, five Power Five conferences, you only have four spots. I mean, I think that negates all the crying from people about how unfair it is. If you want to talk unfair, go back to 2004 and ask the Auburn Tigers how they felt when they won the Southeastern Conference. They were undefeated. They beat everyone. They had a much tougher schedule than FSU this year, and they still didn't go. So it happens. Sorry, but get over it. Let's move around. Move on. Jerry is up next. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Paul.
Hey there.
Thank you for taking my call. Long time listener. Been a guest on your show a couple times.
Thank
calling.
You.
Got a couple things I want to talk about. One is I-Man. You know, he claims this and claims that. He is so obsessed with Nick Saban. He's probably got pictures of Nick Saban probably tattooed to his wall in his bedroom. Last thing he sees before he goes to bed and the first thing he sees when he wakes up.
I think you're right.
And Daryl, where's Daryl been? Last time he was on the show was right before the SEC.
Because Daryl comes under the category of just a pathetic, cowardly fan who can't face the music because he's been running his mouth for 2 years. And there's some Alabama fans who have done the same thing, but Daryl is probably the loudest, most vociferous voice on this show, and the fact that he's gone forever destroys his credibility.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, because he probably ain't been on the show since right before the SEC championship.
No, of course not. He called in the day before.
And the reason all these Bama haters are hating so bad is because they know what Bama's finna do. We're going all the way. We're going to take what belongs to us. With that be saying, I thank you for taking my call and a roll damn tide.
Thank you very, very much. How about Heather in Key West?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Heather.
So I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I enjoy your show. I'm a big Tennessee fan. I just want to see what you think about the players getting paid, what it's going to do to the pageantry of football, because I've been a fan since I was 7 years old, going to Neyland Stadium since 1984, and just, you know, love college football. And I do think that they should get paid, but what do you think that's going to do to, you know, the I guess the,
well,
the transfer portal authority.
Let's just think about this for a second. In the last 21 to 22, this is now the third season we've had NIL, so essentially the players are being paid. I don't know about you, but I've had just as much fun watching college football this year, last year, and the year before as I did previous to that.
Yeah, I do enjoy it still, but my concern is the loyalty that the players have to their team.
Well, Heather, they don't.
That's what I'm worried about.
I mean, we have the Heisman Trophy winner here yesterday. He is highly unlikely going to play in the bowl game. If he does, I'm happy for him, but that's never happened before, and it's just a new world that we're living in. When the last two Heisman winners are going to very likely sit out of their bowl games. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Bash is up next.
Shalom and happy holidays, Paul. How are you doing today?
Hey, Bash.
I just wanted to thank you yesterday for a very entertaining call, and also thank you for 2 weeks ago for accepting my peace offering. And in the spirit of the holidays, and also pun intended as an olive branch offering, I would like to offer you and the Paul Feinbaum staff that works very hard a gift that I received, the same one from last year that I'm going to be receiving this year. Last year, I have a lot of family that lives in Israel, and I went there last year to celebrate Christmas and watch the World Cup with my family. And when I came back, I brought back a year's worth of olive oil. So this...
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.